Yes, Milan, we can start.
Over to you, Raj.
Yeah, thanks. So very good evening to everyone. I'd like to welcome all our clients to this virtual meeting with the management of Jammu and Kashmir Bank. The management is represented by Mr. Baldev Prakash, MD and CEO, Mr. Prateek Punjabi, CFO, Mr. Ashutosh Sareen, Credit Head, Mr. Shujat Andravi, Impaired Asset Management Head, Mr. Rakesh Kaul, Treasury Head, and Mr. Altaf Kira, Chief Risk Officer. So I'll just hand over to the management for a few opening remarks, following which we'll open the floor for a questions and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And welcome to all the friends on the video call and my colleagues from corporate office, Srinagar. I would like to take you back to our guidance in the month of growth of 15%, a NIM of 3.75% in the range of 3.75 to 3.9, CASA ratio of around 55%, cost to income ratio of 60%, return on assets 0.90%, ROE of 14 to 15%, gross NPA of 4.5%, and net NPA of 1.5%. So as of now, after completion of first quarter, it looks like that we are in line with our credit growth guidance. We should be able to meet the guidance. As far as deposit growth is concerned, we have given a guidance of 10% growth. This quarter, it has around 6.5% on a YOY basis. This will be little challenge, but we should be able to make up, because generally in the third quarter onwards, the economy and the other things, they open up further, improve, and obviously that will support the mobilization of deposit also. Lending resources, the bank has significant amount invested in short-term investments like CDS and treasury bills. And in addition to that, we had consciously made investments in short-term debt instruments, mostly G-Secs, during the low interest rate regime of the last two to three years, which are getting redeemed now. Thus, adequate supply of resources is available for the bank for funding the credit need, credit growth, without much reliance on high-cost bulk deposits. Hence, on the assets quality, the trend in assets quality continues to be encouraging. Last year, we had faced elevated slippages, mostly because of our technological issues, because the system was getting upgraded to Pinnacle 10. Now, all the issues have been settled. And from December onwards, you'll find that the slippages, hardly any slippages are there. And we are well on course to achieve the assets quality as per our guidance, both for gross as well as net NPA. NIM, owing to the release of non-remunerative resources from recovery of non-performing assets, which will be getting employed in as earning assets, and reinvestment of maturing lower yielding investments at better yields, shall ensure that we maintain the healthy NIMs going forward. On the capital front, we had given a target of 15% capital adequacy ratio during the last year, which we achieved despite not reckoning the amount mobilized through ESPS. This year, we are looking at a capital adequacy ratio of about 16%. Major accretion shall be from internal accruals, and any decision on fresh infusion by the board will be informed to all of you, to the market, as it is taken. Friends, we have ambitious plans for expansion also, particularly in the rest of the country areas. So we are looking to expand our footprints at a very strategic places. The rest of country business model is being supported with foregoing tie-ups and co-lending opportunities, establishing direct selling agents and marketing setups, empanelment with the institutions and public sector undertakings, improving our capabilities in credit appraisal and underwriting, and establishment of centralized processing centers. So with these few words, I will conclude here and I welcome you for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We request the participants who wish to ask the question can raise their hands now or put their questions on the chat window. First question is from Sukriti. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we are able to hear you, Sukriti. Please go ahead.
So my name is Sukriti. I'm from Laburnum Capital. So I have a few questions for you. Firstly, so once the sort of credit deposit ratio normalizes, all the frontline banks are at 85-90%. And when GNP comes down to target levels, what do you think our steady state NIMs would look like?
So, Sukriti, thank you very much. So, we have a credit deposit ratio of less than 70% as of now.
Yeah.
And so this is headroom is available for us to grow further as far as credit is concerned. Then we are also, freeing our resources from the investment book also. So from that point of view, this year, we should be looking for an aggressive credit growth. That's why this 15% of the target which we have taken should be able to, we should be able to achieve that. The second question was relating to what, Sukriti, sorry?
NIM.
NIM. Yeah. So NIM is basically, I think, we are driving it from our traditional strength of CASA. Still, we are holding the CASA ratio of more than 53%. And most of the resources, the liabilities, we are coming from our core territory, that is J&K and Ladakh, and which is holding up. So now, based on the last year also and this year also, the economy of our home territory, both economies are doing very well. Rather, this year it is likely to improve it further. The inflow of tourists is expected to be at a record level this year. So given that the economy, overall economy of the area is improving, so obviously that will also be supporting the bank deposits also. So from that point of view, we are expected to maintain a CASA ratio which is quite healthy. And besides that, the expansion plan which I covered during my opening remarks, particularly in the rest of country, that will also be supporting our liabilities franchise. So from that point front, we feel that the guidance which you have given of NIM, we should be able to maintain that despite there is a competition of deposits.
Sorry, sir, the question was really if there will be an upside to the NIMs, current NIMs, because of the credit deposit increasing from 70%. And once your GNP comes down to the 4.5%, so your interest earning advances improve, is there an upside to NIMS because of these two specific reasons?
Yes, of course, both. One is that the recovery in NPAs obviously will be supporting the NIM because that will be improving the revenue stream of the bank. And the credit which is, when the credit growth happens, the interest income will obviously improve and that will be supporting the NIM definitely.
Okay. And so for the rest of India business, I just want to understand this. My impression was that for rest of India, the growth will be in sort of highly rated AAA corporates or PSUs, but it just seemed from your opening comments that you are also looking to grow in retail in outside J&K. So which areas in retail are you looking to expand?
Yeah, so Sukriti, last year we as far as rest of country is concerned, last year, if you see, our book has grown mainly in the high-rated corporates as well as the Maharatnas and the government corporations. That strategy has paid off well. That's why we were able to improve the share of rest of India business in our overall loan book. That will continue this year also. Besides that, we are expecting, trying to get the retail business, particularly the home loan segment, because for that we have done a lot of homework, and from the safety point of view also, I think our teams, marketing teams, are now confident of doing this business in the rest of country. So both these, besides these two assets, liabilities also will be the focus in rest of India this year.
Do you have a target number for taking up the rest of India book?
Already we are 32% now. So this year we are expecting to take it to 34%.
Got it. And so my last question is on the OPEX front. I think you had given a this year guidance of 60, which itself is a big jump down, and over the medium term, taking it down to 55%. What are the levers in place that would help us achieve this OPEX? Because see, the question is coming from a place that deposits, retail deposits, are getting tougher, and it is likely that we'll have to look at sort of the rest of India market for retail deposits. And we are, you know, now looking at expanding retail outside JNK. So all of this will come at some sort of incremental investments. So what are the counter levers to bring down the cost to income to ultimately the 55% you had said?
Yeah. So actually this year we are looking to be around 60%. And for that, I'll just narrate the steps which we have taken already. One is that for improving the income, cross-selling income, the new tie-ups have been made with two, three major players that will be supporting. The other thing will be that the government income, government commission income, that lot of transactions are being now migrated to the digital, and the numbers are expected to grow up. So that is one. And this technical write-off accounts, which though last year also it has happened, but this year also we have a little ambitious target. So that entirely, all the money which will be recovering will be about, just a moment. So technical write-off accounts will be supporting our bottom line. And besides that, if you see last year, the operating costs have remained almost flat. So despite the fact that we have provided for the the salary which is expected to, IBA package is implemented from November 2022 onwards. So despite that also, our all the costs remain almost the flat. So based on these strategies, I think we should be able to definitely keep it around 60 to 65 that we, as per our guidance. Maybe going forward, we will be able to reach to 55%.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Akhil. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. This is Akhil from Oculus Capital. So can you throw some light on the technology side that we have done so far? And this is one thing. The other question would be, sir, what gives us the confidence of reaching a 4.5% gross NPA in the coming year, as in though we are not there in terms of the first quarter numbers, what gives us the confidence of 4.5% gross NPA?
Yeah.
Two things, sir.
Yeah, so I'll take up both the questions. So first is technology. The basic thing has been fixed as far as technology is concerned. Last year, the platform of core banking was Pinnacle 7. Now we are already successfully done it, and we are working on Pinnacle 10 now. Now the things we required, the connectivity, API connectivities for serving to our customers digitally. That part is now going on. Besides that, we have engaged with a reputed company, with a reputed IT company service provider, and our loan management system and the CPCs will be in place during this year. That is the process which is going on now. So from technology point of view, if you see that bank will be at least at par with all banks, we have the best banks in the country by end of this year. By March 2024, we'll find that the JK Bank will be one of the best, digitally enabled bank. So that is one. As far as NPA confidence is concerned,
any expert that you have hired, or this is internal recommendation, or how is that taken shape? If you can just throw some light on that, sir.
Pardon? Can you repeat, Ankit?
Any external experts that you have hired, or it is through internal setup, or any new management team which has joined us for technological upgrade? What has been there in terms of, because there is a new change in technology that we are talking about right now.
Yes. So we have hired the service provider. We call it NewGen. Name is NewGen. NewGen Technologies Limited. So they have already provided the technological solutions to various banks. So we are working with them. So those solutions will be coming up. Already started coming up. Maybe another 3-5 months. We'll see a lot of new initiatives on the digital fronts. As far as NPA is concerned, we ended up at 6.04% in the month of March. Today we are less than 5.8%. I think around 5.75% or somewhere in that range. And we will be ending up definitely at 4.5% as per our guidance. There are few steps which we have taken on this front. One is that now there is no delay as far as recovery actions are concerned. So those actions are being taken at all levels, and then there are specialized teams have been formed for ensuring that the recovery is happening in SMEs as well as in agriculture also, and the retail also. So from all angles, I think we are very confident that 4.5% should be possible. Even we can do better than that.
Sir, any write-offs that you're incorporating in this product aspect for 4.5%?
No, write-off has not. That will be over and above this.
That would be over and above that.
Sir,
and,
can you hear something here, sir?
Yes.
Sir, actually...
yes, Isha.
Yeah, Mr. Ankit was asking about, have we hired any services of any consultant regarding this technology upgrade and other things? Ankit, you must be aware that the bank had previously engaged Deloitte Hastings for this purpose, and they had given a complete project report, they had given presentations to the bank, they had done a holistic overview of the total IT infra of the bank. So they had given their recommendations to the board of directors, to the bank management, etc. So all these things actually had already been deliberated upon and decided upon, but then the some untoward incidents happened, so that was shelved. So actually this is a part, this is actually taking that forward, the recommendations of Deloitte and the people who were working with those projects at that time, with the transformation project, with the BPR projects. Actually they have now been engaged for this this BPR and this technological upgrade to the logical conclusion, because we have already had the recommendations of Deloitte on this, all of these.
Yes. When was this, if I may ask?
Yes.
When was the Deloitte recommendation being given?
It was in
2019. Okay. So anything that we have in Madhya Pradesh in terms of exposure?
Himachal Pradesh, no.
Recent floods happening?
We are in Himachal.
Himachal, we have only few branches at Mandi and...
No, Himachal we have branches, but mainly focused on retail.
No corporate business. Very limited exposure.
But in terms of the exposure, in terms of percentage, can you have some information? Can you throw
Himachal,
some
Himachal, I don't think any much exposure is there. We have very limited presence in Himachal, in Shimla and Manali and Kullu, I think major branches are in these centers only, and those branches are focused on retail. Yes, 5 branches are there.
Okay.
If you have any specific, if you want to ask any specific, account, that we can discuss.
Sir,
maybe offline.
This is about floods.
Okay. Floods मेरा कोई concern नहीं है.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ankit.
Thank you. The next question is from Yash. Please go ahead, sir.
No, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you've kind of come on television and publicly guided for 4,000 crores of profit in 4 years.
5 years.
In 5 years. Sir, actually wanted to understand what are the key assumptions that you are underwriting? And it looks like a steep jump from the current profitability levels.
Yeah. So, yes, if you see this year, 1,200 crores of profit is itself is a historical high. And actually, we were not expecting, but it has. We had the confidence we will deliver it. And similarly, given the strength of the bank and the area where we are operating, our core area, you see the phenomenal amount of growth in that area of J&K and Ladakh, and overall supporting the economy of the state and obviously the bank. So that is one, confidence which we are getting. Another is that the plans which we have growing in rest of India, rest of country, the branches, those will also be supporting in the another 1 year, 2 years time. And the third is that now the bank is the technologically quite advanced bank from this year itself. So from the cost to serve or the cost of acquisition of customer will come down. And the already with the accounts which are already NPAs or the accounts which are already in technical write-off accounts. So that money we are recovering, we have already demonstrated it last year. So that money will come in again, obviously impact positively our profitability. So all these factors together plus the increased motivation level of the staff, I'm sure we will be able to achieve the level which we have given 4,000 crore in 5 years by 2028.
And sir, this basically underwrites anywhere between 20 to probably 25% return on equity. Is that something that you are also looking at, and what would drive this high ROE in our business?
So ROE, we are already at 15% now.
Correct, you're already at 15%, but yes. without any significant one-offs, if one were to use the current base of around 9,000 crores of equity, and use the number that you are implying suggests a 22% return on equity over the next 4 years. To kind of get to this level. So just want to understand what are the drivers for improvement in ROE and how sustainable are these drivers?
Yeah, I mean this will be supported by the revenue, overall revenue streams, particularly the money which is being, write back of provisions. So that will be the major thing which we are expecting, because last year also this has supported us, and this year also I'm sure that this this will be supporting the overall ROA as well as ROE.
Quick permission, if I may add a few things here.
Yes.
Yes. The one word answer to the question is how we will achieve this is through the leverage. 2,000 crores of equity will not remain 9,000 forever. Now, if you see what was the position in FY 2022, the total business of the bank was 1,92,000 crores. What happened in FY 2023? The total business of the bank went up to more than 2,12,000 crores. Now just between that shift, the profit more than doubled. Now what happens is that we have already announced that we will be targeting close to 4 lakh rupees of business in the next period. So if you take the starting point also at FY 2023, I am so much restrained right now because I am just moving service from the funds.
You are somewhere in a country. You come or not?
Yes, Pratik, yeah, you complete the point.
So we just 2 weeks away from our quarterly results, we will observe that we are already on the trajectory of our targeted growth, our targeted profit. There are plans that the management is working on to improve upon the capital base, to improve upon the leverage, but obviously these plans are required to be approved by the board and only then we can talk about it later. So, a perspective or a time frame of about 5 periods, it is simple mathematical calculation that will tell you that 4,000 crore is not too difficult for us.
Understood. I will come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Asha Rawal. The question is, most of the NPA are from manufacturing, real estate and infra sector as on March 31st, 2023. So what kind of recovery we can expect from these sector in FY24?
Yeah. Sudha, can you respond to this?
Yes, sir. We are targeting all the
sectors. Mr. Sudha Rabi, our head of MSME, our NPA vertical.
Sir, recovery has been forthcoming from all the sectors as we have seen witnessed in the last financial year. So, big, small ticket size loans, all sectors across all geographies, but mostly in rest of India because the big ticket size NPAs are there. So this year also we are targeting the whole of Kashmir division. We have 5 zones here. So we are targeting each and every account, small, big account. So we are expecting a turnaround in Kashmir division as well as rest of India. Recoveries will continue and it will be across all the sectors, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's real estate, whether it's MSME, whether it is any other sector.
So, as per SOP, the actions are already on for all type of accounts, including the bigger one. And the results of those actions we have already seen and demonstrated last year. And this year also, we are expected to get the recoveries in these accounts.
Sure, sir. Thank you. The next question is from Vidhi Agarwal. What percentage of your loan origin is from purely online? And what is it currently and where do you see this going in the next 2-3 years?
Yes. How much is our STP? Around 30,000 crore? Ashutosh, can you just help
yes.
me?
Yes, sir.
So around 30% is through STP now, correct?
Yes, sir. Presently, we are offering online loans only to our MOU clients, which are government employees. We have entered an MOU with the government of Jammu and Kashmir and government of Ladakh also. So, their employees, they are offered online loans on the, we have developed a...
What is the loan book? What is the loan book size of
both? Loan book is around, including personal loans and the other loans which are given to the employees, it's around 30,000.
So out of 92,000, 30,000 crore is now offered through STP
yes.
within 10-15 seconds.
Yes.
So roughly 30% loans are now done online.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Our next question is from Mr. Ashish Goyal. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Your bank has been doing exceptionally well and we've been seeing the benefits of the Jammu and Kashmir economy doing well in terms of can you hear me?
In between we lost your voice but now we are able to hear you.
Okay, so my question is that what was the kind of recovery or write backs that you had last year and how do you see it going forward? Plus, what is the kind of pool which you have where you expect a write back to come from?
Yeah.
So what like notional kind of amount?
Yeah, so last year amount of recovery out of the old accounts was around 1700 or 1600 crores somewhere. And out of that, the profitability got impacted positively by around 400 crores, 350 to 400 crores. And this year also, given the size of loan book we are having, similar amount of recovery we are expecting, around 1500 crore we are expecting the recovery out of that loan book, and the P&L will be impacted positively to around 350 to 400 crores this year also.
Okay, and you know, after this year, is that similar kind of thing going to continue for the next year, or then it starts
may
tapering
not
off?
May not be in that range, but definitely 1,200 crores should be expecting next year also, because we have this loan book size of around 5,000 crore, which will be happening over a period of time.
Okay, so then once this you know, kind of benefit dies out a little, or kind of is fully utilized, then what is the next growth engine that you see to counter the reduction of this income?
So this income, yeah, so this 350 to 400 crore, over a period of time, it will reduce to say 200 crores or 150 crores or 100 crores. So obviously, in the meantime, our overall loan book size will also go up. So net interest income will further increase. So over a period of time, say after 3, 4, 5 years, I think our other income or other income streams will be making up this whatever amount is there.
Okay, and this one, sir. The other question I had was that you know, your it was pointed out that your deposit growth is going slightly slower, because obviously, you know, your rates are very, very, the rate at which you are generating funds is, I think, 3.8%, if I'm not wrong. That was the blended rate, which is much, which is very, very low. Now, if that is, you know, at that rate, do you foresee CASA growing in line with the growth in the deposits, or you will have to delve elsewhere as well?
Yeah, so Ashish ji, I think some pressure will be there on deposit growth. It looks like from the competition which is growing. But the strength of bank, our bank, is that the CASA is coming from a territory which is actually predominantly, we have a presence of our bank only. So we are quite confident that strength will continue. Besides that, whatever, in particularly in the cities, Kashmir city, maybe Srinagar and Jammu, some competition which we are expecting, that we will be making up by our rest of India deposit push.
Okay. And lastly, you know, this. Yeah, I can understand that, you know, at current levels there would be some bit of pressure. So maybe if you grow faster, then some impact will be there on the ends. But you're trying to manage, you optimize the two in terms of growth and ends. The final bit is that, you know, the employee cost as a percentage being higher than industry. So is the plan mostly to reduce it through growth and kind of stable employee costs, or is there some other way of trying to manage the cost income and the cost to employee cost ratio?
So two things will be there, Ashish ji. One will be to improve the income streams, which we have already narrated. We will be doing it, and we have done it last year also, and this year we have implemented the performance management system in the bank. That means actually two components were there in the employees. One was the variable pay, because variable pay was given to almost everybody who joined the bank. before 2018. So that one, that the retirements are also happening, that will be easing out our cost, number one. Number two, the performance management system will ensure that only the rightful people will get the variable pay. This will be happening this year onwards. And besides that, the income schemes will also be improved.
Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Ankit Babel. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So my first question is, can you please explain me the calculation behind this 15% ROE, given the fact that your ROAs would be at 0.9%? So are you going to leverage your balance sheet by like 15, 16 times, or how this mathematics will go?
Yeah, can I request our CFO to please respond? Mr. Patti?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you believe that this will continue? I mean, you are going to leverage, keep the balance sheet leverage to that extent?
Yes, exactly. Like every other bank, we are required to do an internal capital adequacy assessment, which is ICAAP. And also, like any other bank, we are required to submit our 4 to 5 year growth plans to the Reserve Bank of India. So based on that, we have a clear sight of line that how much capital we will be raising in over the next 4 to 5 years and what is the envisaged growth in the balance sheet. So we continue to maintain that balance wherein we give returns to our shareholders through this kind of return on equity, and thereby we are able to raise. In fact, that is why this year we try to take this decision of declaring even that or proposing a dividend rather. This will always be subject to the approval at the AGM, but these are the positive steps that we have taken.
Okay, and sir, I am pretty new to the company as an analyst. So I just wanted to know the broad breakup of your loan book. I mean, is it retail side, it is more corporate side, and the growth which you are envisaging of 15% plus CAGR. So which segment will be the growth driver for the bank in the coming 2-3 years?
Yes. Ashutosh, can you come in, please?
Yes, sir. Sir, as of 31st of March, the gross loan book of the bank was around 85,000 crores. And if we break up the different components of the loan book, so the corporate loan book is around 31%. So that translates into roughly 27,000-28,000 odd crores, and the rest all is and rest all is retail. So and continuing with
just a moment. Corporate book is around 28,000 crore. Then personal loan segment, which consists of the employees of government of J&K and Ladakh, is around 30,000 crore.
Yes,
then we have around 10,000 crore, which is agriculture.
Yes.
Yeah, so the rest around 10,000 to 12,000 is MSME.
MSME, yes.
MSME.
Yes, sir. So, and the guidance which we have given is, we will be growing mostly in retail, in the territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and in the outside territory, that is rest of India, which we call, the corporate loan book will be focused as it was the case with the last year on the AAA rated, highly rated corporates, besides PSUs, which are Maharans and Maharans. And besides that, we have a focus of rest of India in the retail side also, but that will be limited to majorly to housing loan portfolio.
Yes. Ankit.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's helpful. And so my last question is, sorry for the repetition, but some participant did ask you about that, how this 1,100 crores profit going to 4,000 crores in next 5 years, wherein your advances are only doubling, but the profit is quadrupling. So is it only because of the provisions write backs which you are expecting? Or you expect an increase in your ROAs or NIMs or something like that, which will drive this growth in profit, net profits?
Yeah. So, Pratik, can you take up this question?
Yes, sir. Sure. So, there are lots of other opportunities. Like, for example, only on this work you mentioned, we are going to extensively grow our other income. That was an answer actually to another question, which was cost to income ratio. So bank is going to be now focusing on our other income and not necessarily riding on too much of asset dependence and things like that. Whereas a total business is going to be doubling into the total business. Total business definition is total advances plus total deposits. And we are going to grow our treasury business also. We are already in a strategic review of our treasury business. How that can be grown, we have already done tie-ups for distribution of insurance products through different LIC and other service providers. So it is a very planned and a stepped-up manner. So we have a specific plan for this financial year, we have a specific plan for the next financial year, and thereby we can take one step at a time so that we do not end up getting any error or do not end up burning any hole.
Yeah, Ankit, yeah, thank you Pratik. Ankit, just to supplement what our Pratik has said, so if you see till now, a lot of business is done manually by the bank. So a lot of push is there to digitize the business. So cost of serve will come down. That is one. Another very important factor is that even today, our NPA book is not up to the acceptable level. We are still holding more than 5% of NPA. More than 5.7% of NPA. So this loan book, this NPA book is going to come drastically down. So all these factors will be supporting the bottom line only.
Okay, sir. So assuming that you achieve your guidance, so at that level of absolute profitability, what would be your ROEs and ROA?
At that level, our I think we will be maintaining the similar levels.
Similar levels?
So now, the ROA that we are envisaging for the fifth year that in the business plan, that's almost 1.5%. And ROA with some leveraging will be in the range of 18 to 19%.
Okay, so some leveraging will come down and your ROEs will improve, and so you're targeting ROEs of around 18-19% at the end of 5 years.
Yes,
around 80%.
Okay, sir, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from a follow-up question from Ashish Goel. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just taking up from what Ankit was saying, if the projections are to grow profit by almost 27-30% to reach the target at the end of 5 years, are you envisaging a hockey stick kind of structure where initially it goes up slowly and then it accelerates, or more like a steady kind of thing where near end is also beefed up because you have write backs, and then later on also a steady improvement because by the end of second year your loan book growth and all catches up?
So I mean, it will be, I think, mixed of both only. Though as of now, we will be almost growing in a stable manner because a lot of business is being done manually, and we need to be calibrated, I mean, what type of business we are taking. Once the digitization is in place and the proper loan management system is in place. This year, I think it will be happening this year only. So next year, our underwriting skill will definitely improve. A lot of HR interventions have been done this year. Those people will be trained and obviously will be able to take the business to the next level. So from next year onwards, we will be definitely pushing it a little more harder. But this year, we want to be a little more stable, taking care of the business in a manner that we should not be able to do any wrong decisions.
Okay, no, so are you envisaging a slowdown of late? Because if we look at the last four quarters, you've been growing literally 20% plus on profitably every quarter, which has been absolutely amazing for all investors, that, you know, the profitability has gone from like each quarter, even if we look at profit before tax, that's jumped up more than 20% or 25% every quarter. So are we looking at that slowing down a bit now, or for some time it will continue?
We will be holding up, I think, definitely. This year we will be definitely holding up. Next year we will come up with another guidance.
Okay. That's great, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Naitik Mota. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is, you briefed upon it earlier also that we have some investments that are going to get redeemed this year. So could you quantify the amount of these investments and probably also the average rate at which they were invested in?
Will you be able to, maybe Ishaq, do you have the figures?
Rakesh sir, is very much near our treasury head. Yes, sir.
I think I have the. Yes, sir. 7,000 crores are invested currently. Let me respond. Basically, myself, Rakesh, myself, Rakesh, head of the treasury. So basically last year we have around 60,000 crores. Out of that, almost 8,000 crores were of GSEC. And CLs and the rest 8,000 was from non-SLR CDs and T-bills. They were invested, I think, 2 or 3 years back at a rate of around 5.5 to almost 6%. And they got redeemed and we replaced it by having securities, which were having a rate of almost 7% to 8%. And this year also, we have SLR redemptions amounting to around 6,000 crores. And my non-SLR portfolio CDs are to the tune of 4,000 crores. They will also come up for redemptions, and T-bills are also coming up for redemptions. They have been invested at a rate of around, 6% to 7%. And I have to invest them at the current rates, which are about always between almost 7% to 7.5%. So my rate of interest on the investment is going up. Last year, we have earned and my yield on the investment was around 6.04, and this year it would be above 7%.
Yes, Nati.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was helpful. Also, sir, my second question is, do we have any update regarding the PNB MetLife stake sale that we are planning?
So, Nati, actually, last meeting also, I think last quarter, maybe early meeting also, we have told that this will be our last option. We will try and mobilize the capital by way of various other means. And in case we are not able to do that, then we will think of selling the MetLife stake.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Ankit. Please go ahead. We can move to the next question. We have a question from Yash. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity to ask a follow-up. Just looking at the presentation that you had released a couple of quarters back, you have about 4,250 crores of NCLT account exposure. Can you help me explain the timelines here, and let's say the haircut that you are expecting. So you have about 2,400 under resolution and 1,800 under liquidation. So trying to understand the timelines and the haircut that would be applicable on these accounts.
Yes, very difficult question, because the timelines, yes, of course, within say 2 years, 2 to 3 years, but haircut offline, it will be difficult for me because it will be depending upon each account, every account. Yes.
We have a small share in these NCLT cases because union members in the consortium of the banking arrangement soon. So the majority decision taken is binding on us. So haircut will be there, but we cannot quantify it. But sir, resolutions are happening since last year. 22, we have seen a number of resolutions happening. 23 also, we should expect it. And some.
Yeah, so 23, 24 resolutions will happen, but haircut very difficult to tell in advance.
Understood, sir. And
but,
sir, the other thing.
The accounts are provided for to the extent of 100%.
Okay, yeah, that is right. That is right. Sir, the other question is, you're basically earmarked 850 crores identified for assignment to NARCL. So what is the update on that, sir? That when would that transaction take place?
Meetings are happening and it's done at the highest level. The chairman of SBI is holding these meetings, and we have few accounts at advanced stage, due diligence is happening. The payments have been shared with the banks. Here also we are the junior partners, and the lead bank has to take the call. And we have 3-4 accounts which are currently being discussed there. And hopefully, by
what is the approximate amount of those accounts which are under consideration?
600 to 700 crores.
So that is expected during this year.
Yes, sir. After Q3. In Q3. Yes.
Understood. Thank you. And the other question, this is IFIN exposure is almost 1,000 crores of GNPA. So how should one think about, sir, the resolution there? Like, I believe there is no hard asset, so you should largely see a big write-off there. Isn't that true?
We have received a huge chunk of 200 plus crores last year. 240 crores we received last year. So we are expecting some recoveries also, but there will be some haircut. That's also provided for to the extra 100%.
That account is also provided. Understood. And sir, the stock of 4,700 crores that you've said as stock of technical write-offs,
yes.
How much should be expected to be reversed this year and next year?
No, I think, yes, internally we have targeted up to 750, but we are confident that we will be reaching to around 600 to 650.
Okay. Sir, in that case, the credit cost should be negligible for the next 2 years, right? Largely because
yes,
you have about...
That's right. Sure.
Understood. And sir, this personal loans of 30,000 crores that we have given to employees and pensioners of the state government, how does this break up into product categories? How much would be home loans? How much would be unsecured?
So, around 19,000 crore will be the personal loans. Rest will be backed by some mortgage like housing loan, etc. So, this 19,000 crore will be, I mean, you technically we call it unsecured, but the money is coming from the salary. Repayments are coming from the salaries.
Okay. And sir, one last question. What is the split of your book in floating EBLR, floating MCLR and fixed rate?
I don't have that data. You have this data, Ashutosh?
Yes, this is you mean, sir.
Atap is also
this. So we are talking
about... Atap is
there. So we are talking about the fixed and floating rate. So MCLR, we have a total of 38,000 crores, and also external benchmark lending rate 25,000 crores. 1,000 crores as of now. And then we go 8,044 crores and almost 9,000 crores. And not
tell the approximate figures. Eh? Don't go off to that extent. No? Approximately, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. No, sir. Thank you very much. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, can we have the last question taken up before we conclude this call?
Yes.
We have a last question from Mr. Puneet. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Puneet this side. Thank you for the opportunity. Like, I just wanted to, you know, understand, is there any update on the rating upgradation that we were expecting to come?
Puneet, good question. We are also waiting for that. I think that is a work in process. Maybe we have to wait for some more time. We'll come up with the updates as soon as possible. We are
carry on.
We are confident that the rating will be upgraded, but still it's the work in process.
Just a follow-up question on that, sir. Like, once we get a rating upgradation, how do we see the cost of funds going down, sir? Like, by what percentage can we expect the cost of funds to go from current level?
So, in case rating is upgraded by one notch, that means from A plus to AAA minus.
Double A minus.
That means maybe maximum 1% of the cost. And if it is double A seems to be a little difficult, but we are trying for that. And then maybe 1.5%.
So, is this, is this included in our guidance for 3.75% of NIM, or it's excluding that?
We have not included it.
Okay.
No, I think you are asking, obviously, in case my rating.
Or redemption of the AT1 next year, but we have not factored that thing in the NIM calculation. We have taken the current borrowing cost that is there still, that we are paying on the current borrowing. So, it being a small component in the balance sheet, it doesn't have much of an impact on the NIM.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That was the last question. We request the management of J&K Bank to put forth their concluding remarks, if any.
Thank you, Milan and Nuvama professionals for arranging this call. And very happy that a lot of interest is being shown in the bank. And I'm assuring that the bank is on the very right track and is the right time to invest in the bank. The bank has a very strong franchise in its home territories of J&K and Ladakh. These areas are now booming up. The growth rate which is expected in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will be definitely more than the growth rate of the country. And that will be obviously having a very positive impact on the bank. So it's a right time that a decision to be made to invest in the growth story of Jammu and Kashmir Bank. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Nuvama Professional Investor Group, we thank the management of Jammu and Kashmir Bank as well as the participants for joining on the call. We wish the management all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
You may now disconnect your line.